Stacy says elderberries are the Kodiak bear's favorite snack, even more than salmon.
The salmon is essentially like the super Atkins diet for the bears. You know, it's just lean protein, almost no fat, and they end up gaining very little weight eating that. And the elderberries have a really perfect amount of protein for bears, and that allows them to gain weight really rapidly.
Stacy says bears normally feed on salmon and then switch over to elderberries. This new pattern means that the elderberries are available at the same time as salmon spawn in tributary streams. Stacy says the bears sense that, and once they switch over from one food source to the next, they stick with the berries.
It's probably because they're very, very good at detecting what foods are valuable to them. And they have instincts that tell them that these berries are the best food. And so they go and just eat those berries instead of mixing, you know, having a mixed diet.
Stacy says the warming temperatures force bears to choose between salmon and elderberries. He says that leaves a gap where bears have access to neither elderberries nor salmon, and partly due to how much energy bears expend while moving from point A to point B, they usually stick to one area with its own resources and salmon run patterns. Bears don't appear to be suffering from these changes so far, says Stacy, and reproductive rates are about the same, if not better. He says one possible effect of the timing change is that during early elderberry years, salmon may spawn more successfully.
Just because the bears aren't there and the salmon can kind of do their thing without being killed. So that's pretty intuitive. But we don't know whether that would show up 4 or 5, 6 years later as increase in returning salmon. Because there's just so many other things that can happen to salmon in their life cycle before they come back.
He says this study is one example of how climate change can scramble the timing of two closely tied species and disrupt a food web. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.